The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
High noon, Jones and Keefe live at Patriots training camp for day 8. We've been here throughout camp. We are brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heat and cooling and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. McFarlandEnergy.com. We'll go on the clock, catch up to speed in just 60 seconds, what you've missed through 8 days at Patriots training camp. We go on the clock every Thursday at high noon, recap something in 60 seconds. That's what we'll do today. Drake May, through 8 days of camp, Keith, and 6 real practices, has not thrown an interception. He mentioned there Peppers could have had one.
Yeah, Peppers was
on
close.
The first day.
Yep.
And he's joked around about that. Says he's not afraid to throw them. But one of the things we want to see out of Drake May in year two, manage the turnovers. The wind should follow. I mean, he's put a couple of snaps on the ground when it came to exchanges with Bradbury and a couple with Wilson, but he hasn't thrown a pick yet. That's a good story.
Nope, that is definitely a good story, especially because we feel like this is a pretty good defense, right? Like, we've gone over all the different position groups and how they rank in the NFL and everything else. Overall, it is a good defense. Now, some of that comes with, unfortunately, not a ton of Christian Gonzalez, not a ton of Carlton Davis. So there is that, too. But as far as, like, the rush that's getting there, as far as, you know, the linebackers and even the safeties, like, it's a pretty good group for him to be practicing against. And, no, one of my big takeaways is he has been very solid. Like, he has been solid. He's made a few flashy plays. They're definitely looking to see if he'll run a little bit. Not that they're doing a ton of that in some of the 11-on-11s, but just from those guys talking about it and some of the plays that we've seen. So I would say it's been a very, very solid camp for Drake May.
Okay. You can discuss the Patriots, 617-779-7937, if you'd like. Very light day today. More of a walkthrough. Only a few players even in helmets. Never mind full-blown pads. So they will be inside the stadium tomorrow for season ticket holders. I think they get the weekend off. And then we're back here next Monday through Wednesday at training camp leading up to joint practices against the Commanders and the first preseason game, Keith.
Yes.
A week from tomorrow.
Whew.
Where they'll unveil the Brady statue.
Yeah, that too. Statue night.
We talked about that earlier. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free. Easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps as well. Lots of ways to listen to Jones and Keefe here on trade deadline day.
I know. And there's been some moves. There's been some activity.
Oh, do we need to go to the desk?
No, yes. I'm just saying for people joining us now.
Yes.
People joining us now.
Got it.
There have been some moves. The deadline for some ungodly reason is 6 p.m., so it's well after we get off the air. However, last night there were trades. The Mariners have been busy. Closers have been changing teams.
Yeah,
the Red Sox have been quiet.
The big one today, yeah. Mason Miller goes to the Padres. He's the closer for the A's. He's young. He's cost-controlled. They give up the number 3 prospect by some measures in baseball. So I assumed, Keith, that meant that the Padres would be looking to buy. They wouldn't be trading off Dylan Cease, Robert Suarez, names like this. I was wrong.
Okay.
Buster Olney, the Padres have had extensive talks with the Red Sox about Jaron Duran.
Oh, my God.
The Red Sox keep saying no.
Let it go, Padres.
And with the Guardians about your guy, Stephen Kwan.
He's good.
Some rival execs fully expect the Padres to land one of those two by day's end. That's what Buster Olney says.
Well, they've heated up a little bit combined with Rafael Devers tanking the Giants. They are a playoff team right now. So
a
couple of weeks ago, the conversation was very different. For the Padres, they might have been thinking about Jaron Duran sort of for the future and being willing to move on from some of their pitchers. But now they're probably looking at, like, all right, we're going to buy. They just added Mason Miller. If they can add an outfielder leadoff hitter type like Kwan or Duran, they probably feel like they got as good a chance as anybody out there.
Let me give you a little more on this. This is Dennis Lynn, covers the Padres out in San Diego. He says, by most indications, San Diego still has not stopped trying on a pair of top outfield targets, Duran and Kwan, same names. To acquire either player, however, they may need to trade starter Dylan Cease or incumbent closer Robert Suarez, not to be confused with Eugenio Suarez, who went to the Mariners, and perhaps flip the resulting prospect capital to Boston or Cleveland. So wait a minute. They're going to trade Dylan Cease to somebody else and then use the prospects they got for Dylan Cease to get Duran?
Yeah, it's like an NBA 3-team trade.
So that would suck. I mean,
you asked earlier best-case scenario, and I laid it out. Yanni Diaz, that kind of thing.
Worst-case scenario, Duran for prospects?
100%.
I was about to say doing nothing, but you're right. That's way worse.
No, that's worse.
Selling for prospects would be worse than doing nothing, which right now is just acquiring Steven Matz. Maybe helps, maybe not, but it's a minor move that they made overnight.
Doing nothing is frustrating.
Worst-case scenario would be that. They trade C somewhere else. They get prospects, and then they use those prospects, pull them together for Jaren Duran. That would. Yeah. So, well, I don't want prospects for Duran. I don't even want to trade him. Never mind for prospects.
It really doesn't feel likely, though. Like, talking to Rob Bradford, don't you feel like Jaren Duran's not going anywhere?
I do.
So I do. And one of the main reasons, and this they might have backed into this, if Marcelo Meyer was healthy and hitting, maybe they are dumb enough to trade him. Maybe they're like, and him, I mean Duran. But now that all of their outfielders are playing every day because Rafael is playing second base, I think they feel like they have to have him. Plus, it doesn't hurt that Duran is on a little bit of a tear right now. They seem to have found a new spot for him in the lineup. So I think he's going to be here. My prediction is he does not get traded today. Now, the offseason, different story, but we're talking about today.
So I would agree. John Heyman maybe will make you feel a little bit about, better about this. He says if the Padres can't get Stephen Kwan, they'll look to Laureano. Who I know used to be with the A's. Where is he now? Baltimore?
He's still in baseball?
Yeah, I guess. Know. And Luis Robert? To fill a need. That's in Chicago. He's having a very bad year. So Heyman says their pivot would be not to Duran. Their pivot would be further down the list if you want to put stock in what he had to say. One more item here. This is also from John Heyman. Teams in on Sandy, I thought it was Alcantara. What did Bradford say? Alcantara?
Alcantara. I thought it was Alcantara, too.
Like the video game?
Alcantara, up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, start, select.
You know, not the
That's
first time.
That's his nickname?
Not up, the
up,
first time.
Every time he pitches, you're
check
like,
the base, check the baseball reference page real quick. So regardless of pronunciation, wouldn't be the first time I butchered it. John Heyman says the teams in are the Astros, the Cubs, the Yankees, and the Red Sox.
So
and
this has to be a little concerning for everybody that the Red Sox, who used to be the interest kings, who would make fun of, you know, the Heim Bloom off seasons for being so close, and even Breslow, you know, this year was very good in the offseason, but prior to that, you're like, all right, what even is this guy? They've already been quote-unquote interested in a couple of guys that have already traded teams, and they didn't get them.
Good point.
And now there's a couple more names that are out there that they're one of four teams.
All right.
Do they feel like the team that is going to be the one to emerge from that group?
No, not on one of these big-ticket guys. But like
they
I watched
that. Matt.
Who's the name you're most confident they're going to get today, if there is one? Is there a name you're confident they're going to get?
Oh, no, I'm not confident that they get anybody.
I think they're going to get one of those D-backs pitchers. They've been linked to him.
Zach Gallen, you think?
Yeah, so one of those two. I would lean Merrill Gallen probably has the better overall track record.
No, I am not confident I take that back. In any of them.
Gallen has the more high-end seasons on there. Kelly's been really good in the postseason, as Bradford said.
Ask me again.
Who's the Red Sox player you're most confident in them acquiring?
Charlie Morton.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Charlie Morton.
They have been linked a ton to Charlie Morton,
correct.
Too. That's
correct.
True.
And that looks like last year's deadline, because it's not that Breslow can't make moves. Like, Heim Bloom just wouldn't even make moves.
Yep.
Right? Like, there's very, there's like, but they were also in a position where you could have made the case they could have been sellers. But, you know,
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
About Heim Bloom years, you can't with Breslow. Breslow, last year, they did like a soft buy. They added a bunch of bodies, and it was a mess. So you know his phone works. You know he can actually communicate a deal with another general manager. And they made one deal last night. They got Steven Matz. Like, okay, great. They traded their 19th-rated prospect. They
Blaise
got
Jordan.
Steven Matz.
Yep.
And you're like, okay. And so he probably will make another move or two between now and 6 o'clock, but
so,
I think it's probably going to be Charlie Morton.
All right, if it's Charlie Morton, then that really is nothing.
It's that Orioles deal. Maybe it's Morton and
O'Hearn.
Brohearn, they call him.
Oh, they do.
Brohearn. Yeah, Ryan Brohearn.
Oh, he's moving up my list a little bit.
I don't know. A little bit, but he's a lefty, but he's another guy. He's another guy that only hits righties.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, look, I do think he'd be better than Toro. So, like, it's an upgrade. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But I want a righty stick. Yandy Diaz, to me, feels like a bit of a pipe dream. Bradford made me feel a little better about that. No, to me, the Diamondbacks pitchers are right in the middle. Morton would be like Matz.
Yeah.
Matz is, to me, similar to, and this stinks, but similar to Lucas Sims and Luis Garcia a year ago. I bet he'll be better. It'd be hard to be worse than those two. But it's just fifth, sixth, maybe seventh inning guy who can give you a couple of innings, four, five, six outs.
Yeah.
He's a lefty. So, like, there's a use for that. I'm not saying he's going to be bad. It just doesn't move the needle. you know, at the top end, I would still have Cease right after Joe Ryan, who I feel like isn't moving. You know, maybe the Marlins pitchers, Cabrera and Alcantara. What is the pass? What is it again?
Up, up, down, down, left, right, AB,
thank
start,
you.
Select.
Slash Alcantara. So those might be impact players that have moved. To me, there hasn't been an impact starter that's moved yet. We can agree to disagree on Shane Bieber, who won the Cy Young in 2020. I don't think he hasn't thrown a pitch in the bigs this year.
Bradford was way higher on Bieber than I was.
That to me is not an impact name. So there's been five impact names that have moved. Three are relievers, Miller, Duran, Helsley. Two the Mariners got, Eugenio Suarez
right.
and Josh Naylor.
We had two hitters.
But like to me, I wouldn't say Zach Gallen or Merrill Kelly are on the impact arms list. I personally wouldn't put them there.
Merrill Kelly's closer to
but
that.
They would be better than Shane Bieber. Yep. And so
Mitch Keller, same thing. I'd put him in there.
I couldn't say that Breslow got an impact guy at the deadline, but I could say he helped the club if they get those guys. If they get Charlie Morton and Steven Matz, and that's all they have to show at the deadline, he didn't even help the team.
So another way
in a big way, he didn't make a significant move. He made moves similar to a year.
Another way to look at this is what move do they need to make or moves do they need to make to prevent the Alex Cora second half August collapse? They are nothing if not consistent.
The Cora pity party.
They have a sad deadline.
Yeah.
They feel bad for themselves. They complain about the travel, the start time of games, and not getting any help. Like, who's good enough? So, like, in that sense, I feel like Merrill Kelly might be sort of enough for them to be like, not have a complete sad for the next month. Somebody lower than, like, Charlie Morton? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, for me, it wouldn't. Maybe those guys feel differently.
They shouldn't pout if they get Merrill Kelly.
Right.
If you get Charlie Morton and Steven Matz, you're allowed to pout.
Pout away. I'll be pouting with you.
I personally would pout.
Go ahead.
And you're going to hear what Alex Cora is up to today, but I was not encouraged when I heard this after the game yesterday.
And also,
what Alex Cora is up to today, because it doesn't sound like he's waiting on pins and needles for any big moves. It does not.
No. Quantity over quality I also don't want, because that's what it felt like last year was.
Yeah.
It was like, let's just throw a bunch of, like, hey, look at all these names we brought in. And you're like, what?
No, you said it best earlier. You're like, if they just got the two names they've been in on, the significant names that moved, they were reportedly in on Duran.
Duran and
Dombrowski outmaneuvered them, and Eugenio Suarez went to Seattle. If they just got those
two. That's a win.
That would have, even if they didn't get a starting pitcher, that would have been a win.
Then Breslow can go to the birthday party with Cora. You don't have to worry about anything. They can take the rest of the day off if they got those two guys, honestly.
Seriously. Which is why that's what Dombrowski does. Dombrowski gets in there early and then takes deadline day off. He goes and enjoys himself on his off day.
He's probably still cooking something up.
Unlike Breslow, who's working the phones. So look, Keith, I think it's a good time to go on the clock. We're 8 days into training camp. I'd say six real practices, two padded practices into training camp with a couple of walkthroughs. In case anybody has missed anything, we decide to go on the clock and tell you what you've missed so far through 8 days at Patriots training camp. We've sat here through just about all of it. We weren't here on Saturday. And so we want to recap everything that's happened in just 60 seconds. You want to go first or second? I'll give you the option.
I'll go first.
All right, Nick, let's let Keith take it away. Put him on the clock. What has happened in 60 seconds at Pats camp?
All right, Pats camp at 60 seconds. First off, first full padded practice was on Monday when Christian Gonzalez got hurt. Now, reportedly, it won't be a significant injury, but he's been out since with a hamstring injury. Drake May, year two, has looked really good. He has been solid, I'd say, B-plus throughout camp so far. Also, head and shoulders better than the other quarterbacks. Josh Dobbs is a distant second. Terrible. Wolvers barely even plays. Steph Diggs is healthy and was making plays early on in camp. Looks pretty good. Kyle Williams has flashed. The rookie third rounder has had two highlight reel plays. Also a couple of drops. Pop Douglas and Kayshon Booty have been very consistent. And Mac Hollins showed up today getting some first team reps during walkthrough. Will Campbell, mixed bag with arrow pointing down. He has not been great so far. However, they may have found somebody in third-round pick Jared Wilson, who is currently slotted to be their starting left guard. On defense, Kalavon Chasen. His name has rang out throughout camp. Could be one of two things. Either he's taking advantage of a bad offensive line, or he's due for a breakout year. Probably that first thing, though. Veteran guys like Carlton Davis, Morgan Moses, Terrell Lynn, and Robert Spillane have all been given time throughout camp, but seemingly are going to be good to go.
Okay. That's everything that happened at Patriots training camp in 60 seconds-ish.
Well,
right there.
False started and went long.
Damn it. Delay a game. False start and delay a game.
Well, you know, it's not.
It's camp for me as well.
It's training that's camp right. for all of us, is what I was just going to say. I mean, how dare you?
All right.
Boy, Nick is ready. Nick is agitated. The Red Sox haven't done anything.
He's pissed.
We haven't seen him in a while.
No, we haven't.
We haven't been, we're going to see Nick tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
We haven't seen him in a while, but I think
seriously.
He's going a little stir crazy back there without us in the house. And, yeah, maybe a little agitated at the Red Sox. All right, good recap there from Keith.
Thank you.
Why don't you put me on the clock, Nick? I will give you mine. All right, here's everything you need to know about Pat's training camp in just 60 seconds. Mike Vrabel is the boss. hands-on, running the show. Congrats, New England. You have a head coach again. Drake May looks like he's making the leap. He has command of the offense, no interceptions through 8 days. Arrow pointing up in year two. Good news, Steph Diggs looks healthy. Mac Hollins back today. Bad news, Christian Gonzalez hurt. He's your only elite player. Carlton Davis and Morgan Moses also being managed for age and injury situations, though Davis is out there today. Will Campbell, struggling, number four overall pick, has not been able to block as well as you would hope for. Maybe his short arms coming back to catch him. Jared Wilson, on the other hand, flashing. He's your third-round pick out of Georgia. Looks like your opening day left guard. A guy that Campbell has struggled to block is Kalavon Chasen. He might set the sack record if he went against Will Campbell for every rep. DJ James, another name to file away, undrafted rookie. Our eyesight is bad. Keith got binoculars, which was a good move. And the only thing hotter than Drake May, the heat. It's been oppressive here, although it's a little better today.
No, today's comfortable. I can live with today, but the first 3 days, and even a couple of days last week, hot.
Hot.
Hot. And we get the look ahead? What's next week look like? We're back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, joint practices with the Commanders.
All right,
Terry McLaurin.
Let me take a look.
We'll try to maybe wrestle him away from other teams. Oh, what
next
are you
doing? Monday. 80,
oh, you got the weather check.
Yeah, 84.
Yep.
Tuesday, 82.
Yep.
Wednesday, 80.
Oh, nice. I
like
that.
Doable. Very doable.
84, 82, 80. I'm guessing Thursday we won't be here. 78.
75, but chance of rain.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad. Looking forward to that, though.
So that's everything you've missed at Patriots training camp thus far. Jones and Keefe for every single moment of it, minus Saturday. Brought to you by McFarland Energy. You can jump in on the Red Sox at the trade deadline, 617-779-7937. About 5.5 hours to go until the 6 p.m. deadline tonight. Craig Breslow hasn't done much to this point. He still has a little bit of time to get something done, just a little bit, although it doesn't sound like his manager expects much. We'll get to that and all the latest on the Red Sox right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.